Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, September 13th. South Bruce OPP have released the name of the man who died in a collision between a pickup truck and a cyclist in Kincardine Township. Police say on Friday, September 9th at 8:50 p.m., officers received a report of a collision on Highway 21. The cyclist, 47-year-old Glendon Bowles of Kincardine, was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased. OPP say they continue to investigate. Anyone with information is asked to call South Bruce OPP or Crime Stoppers. Justin Lauzon has been sentenced in relation to the 2017 death of Bruce Peninsula pastor Chad Honeyman in a collision that happened on the Bruce Peninsula. In June, 35-year-old Lauzon from Northern Bruce Peninsula was found guilty of dangerous driving causing death. Superior Court Justice Sproat sentenced Lauzon yesterday to 18 months in jail, 2 years probation, a 5-year driving suspension, and a 10-year firearms prohibition, as well as an order to provide a DNA sample. Back in June, Sproat found him guilty on one of two criminal charges in relation to the crash between Lauzon, who was in a car, and Honeyman, who was on a motorcycle on Highway 6 near Lion's Head back in 2017. Honeyman died in the collision. He was 38 years old. Lauzon was acquitted on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. He had pleaded not guilty to both offenses. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says next Monday, September 19th, will be declared a federal holiday to allow Canadians to mourn the late Queen as she is laid to rest in a state funeral at Westminster Abbey.
We will be working with the provinces territories to try and see that we're aligned on this. There are still a few details to be worked out.
The Prime Minister didn't make clear whether the government is planning to make this date a permanent federal holiday or just this year to allow Canadians to take in the Queen's funeral. New federal Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre has selected his leadership team. Of note, Andrew Scheer will be the House leader for the official opposition. Tim Upple and Melissa Lanceman are deputy leaders. Carrie Lynn Findlay is the new party whip. Quebec Conservative MP Alain Reyes has announced he is quitting the Conservative Party of Canada and will sit as an independent. The Richmond Athabasca MP says in a statement, some of his political values and ideals are not compatible with the path the party has taken in its choice of leadership. Police services across Grey and Bruce are offering their condolences after a Toronto officer was shot and killed. West Grey, Hanover, Owen Sound, Saugeen Shores and provincial police have all made statements expressing their sympathies to Constable Andrew Hong's family and colleagues. 48-year-old Hong was shot and killed by a gunman during a series of shootings in Milton and Mississauga yesterday. The shooting spree also left a manager of a mechanic shop dead and three others injured. Officers shot and killed the suspect in Hamilton yesterday within hours of the shootings. Hanover Police Chief Chris Knoll says the senseless loss is devastating to the policing community across Canada and beyond. Knoll says the coming days and weeks will be difficult and the impacts forever lasting. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays lost 4-2 to the Tampa Bay Rays in the first game of a doubleheader this afternoon. They play again at 7:07. Also, Seattle is hosting the San Diego Padres tonight. There are 5 games in Major League Soccer tonight, including Chicago at Montreal. Montreal has clinched a playoff berth in the Eastern Conference. For more sports, you can check the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.